A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Can we start the podcast just by giving me your hands, please? And join hands right in the middle.
The Joel Osteen.
And here we go. And just say, Lord and Almighty, thanks for bringing us together as we join hands together on the THL podcast. And remember, somebody somewhere.
You're part of Trump's election team or something.
Somebody somewhere is walking along a beach like I was last Saturday morning listening to this podcast.
What beach were you at?
And thank you. That's it. That's it's just a little
what
affirmation.
Beach were you at?
We got up early on Saturday morning and my wife said to me, can we go to Lahinch?
And you said, get back in the room.
I said, get in there and make that lasagna. No.
You'll be going nowhere.
So we got up out of the bed and we headed to County Clare to Lahinch, and we pulled in. And the minute we got over near Ennisdiamond, we just felt this wave of hippiness and happiness and fresh air. And Christ almighty, it's such a brilliant vibe when you get to the seafront of Lahinch.
Was it wild?
The tide was out. There were surf schools and hippies and English registration, new age traveller vans with greyhounds and lads dressed with all sorts of multicolours on them. And
does the government own Lahinch? It should. State-sponsored surf school.
Where else?
Stocks, 2 o'clock and surf lessons.
Brendan Howland will be leading.
Brendan Howland on the longboard.
Be doing yoga.
And Bathgill will be there. There'll be grants available for everybody on the longboard. But it is just such a magnificent fucking beach. And I think Dipna wanted to feel a little bit of Nana Evelyn's spirit, because for 35 years, Nana Evelyn had the mobile home in Lahinch, and she loved nothing more than walking when the tide is out. You can walk for about 4 miles off towards Liscannor.
That's a great thing for old people to do, isn't it? To walk 4 miles into the tide.
Before the
out.
Tide comes back in.
Run, Granny! It's coming! Run, Granny! Run! It's coming! Granny, run! Could you imagine if you just got loads of old
Granny,
people to walk?
Set your timer,
the
Granny.
Tide, and they go, now you're fucked! Run! It's coming! So we walked.
They can use those buzzers they have. You know, you give them those.
I took the fresh air in and I looked out. There must have been 50 or 60 people surfing of all ages and all levels. And it's just
all denominations? Would it be a multi-denominational
yes,
surfing school?
And then you had people walking along the Strand going, you know, I really think...
Islamic surfers? Protestant surfers?
Protestant ones, I'm not sure about.
Yeah, you should have all multi-denominational surfers. There was all sorts on the beach and plenty of dogs and just people being happy and footsteps of many, many people in the sand walking. And it was just a lovely, crispy, frosty Saturday afternoon, midday in Lahinch, and I'm glad I went down to see them.
All beaches like kind of not the same, you know, like the ones in Galway, the ones in Clare.
Here
the ones
she
in
comes again.
Oh, Clare.
No, I'm saying they're all lovely though, but I'm just like, you know, you think of Achill and you're like, that's a beautiful big long strand. Or you go to Enniscrone, Achill's in Mayo. To Enniscrone, it's in Sligo, beautiful strand down in Eastkey. Like they're all lovely, but is
you're
there
full of the word.
Why do you come in?
No, but I'm just asking the question. Is there something that makes it stands out? All of these
there's
places.
There's an edge to your kind of, you're kind of narky. Why do you
I'm
always come
narky.
In? It's like the HRT patches not arriving.
No, you must have ordered them, but you never.
You always like are on the third exit of a roundabout and you come in on the fourth exit and you go, should I have taken that?
I'm just saying what makes. Okay, here's the question. Maybe I didn't phrase it
properly. I have a question for you.
No, what makes
you happy?
Not you, anyway. What makes
He's like, oh, Sister Imelda. Oh, your Sister Imelda.
What makes Lahinch special as opposed to, you know, I'm just wondering, yeah, is there anything that...
The fact
like,
that it's far away from Mayo, that was makes it really special.
I do, I like it. My aunt used to live there, I used to go there, but I'm just saying, aren't
your aunt
they all,
the nun?
Yeah.
The nun.
Surfing nuns on a frog. They do it on Monday.
Surfing nun school.
They do it on Mondays. Monday mornings when everyone else has come.
Surfing nun school. He is risen. If everybody has
habits.
An ocean.
Praying in the... Surfing nun school.
The habits. They'd have their habits on full.
Class.
They wouldn't need a surfboard.
I'm not saying it is. It's just magnificent. It is.
But why is it more? Is it more magnificent than anywhere else?
Because you're down in Clare, and only a stone's throw over it is the Cliffs of Moher, and it goes on for about 9 miles, and it's just it is a surfing haven.
You feel free when you're on the.
I just think it was a nice thing to do, and when you're
beautiful.
Down there,
So do you still have the mobile home?
Yes, we still have it. Even though
and did you go in there for a visit?
No, we didn't go down to Ocean Wave. My lads now want to go down for the weekend because they're at that age. They'll go off socialise.
And is the mobile home still in it?
The mobile home is still there.
Well, if you were listening to me, I'd just ask that question.
Well, obviously I wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. We just had that conversation, Tommy, but...
I was pulling me wire.
The mobile home is still there and...
So who has rights in it?
Jesus, he's jumping straight into the...
Yeah, say
it's a family mobile home, Tommy.
Well, so say your gossips want to go down.
And they're right to go down if they want to. It's for the younger crowd. It's for the lads that are 8 and 9 and 10, 11, 12.
They can go by themselves.
The other kids in the family.
They have to bring the young ones. Your lads would have to bring the young kids.
Why are you always trying to snook at me regarding family? It's for Dipna's brothers and sisters who have smaller children.
Oh, I get
they will use it a lot more. Our lads are older now. Rean and Shane will drive down and park up and buy a slab of beer.
That's your lads will get more benefit out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mobile is small. So
what do you mean? Your lads get more crack out of it.
But of course they would.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because all their pals will be down there.
We've had some great night in O'Looney's by the beach. Dipna had her 40th. Course, yeah. Dipna had her 40th in O'Looney's. Upstairs in O'Looney's, we had a great night.
Is it on the beach or near the...
Just right on the strand. But the mobile home is small. Like you go in the door, it's a bit middle of the 1980s. It's
a Graham Norton, Father
Ted. I was just going to say, is it like that one?
It's cool. We've got a nice plasma screen and there's a nice...
A plasma screen,
nice modern television. So in all mobile homes, you have that surrounding sort of like a pull-out couch thing. Net curtains, then
plastic.
You have a kitchenette.
But who needs a view when you've got a plasma fucking television?
Many's a day I've been in the mobile home on a Sunday with Nana Evelyn watching the All-Ireland. And there'd be like an All-Ireland quarter-final on and we'd be sitting in the mobile home and the front of the door would be open and the sun would be beaming in and there's no better place to be than in County Clare for an All-Ireland. Small little bedrooms now, mind you.
Bedrooms?
Pardon?
Like, there's full-on rooms, like.
It's a mobile home, Loretta.
Yeah, but, like, they're not going to, is it?
This isn't a caravan now above in North Mayo near Belmullet with your man in a bungalow.
So how many bedrooms is it? Are the bunk beds?
It's a three-bed.
A three-bed? Jesus, that's
a big one. There's two toilets and there's a shower.
Two toilets?
An ensuite.
There's a small little one, then there's one ensuite.
How big is this fucking ensuite?
Tiny. Don't get me wrong. There's a place where the mops...
Did you put an extension on it?
No, but they're all good out. They're a good out length.
What sort of a cup? Kitchens in it.
A little small kitchenette.
Where was it
enough got? For Kellogg's cornflakes.
Where was it got?
I think it was bought off the your man in Ocean Wave. The lad in Ocean Wave sells them. And 35 years ago, Nana Evelyn invested in a mobile home because she loved Lahinch. So it's been in the family ever since. It's great.
So how many families could stay there for overnight?
A range of families.
Oh.
Two families. If at a push, you could fit four or five, six people in it. And you could pull out the couch there in the sitting room and... It's nice. It's good memories.
Would you love to be 18 or 19 and have to go with that now for a week down the Hinch during the summer?
What would you do?
Yes.
What?
What would you do?
None of your business.
Yeah, like, what would you do if you were 18? What would you do?
What did I do when I was 18?
Exactly.
What's wrong with you, Larissa?
Where's the narc? The narc.
I'm just asking.
Is there a TV show called Narcs? It's just grumpy fucking women walking around going, what's wrong with you?
No, because...
How did you get that?
I know why she'd like this. Because she didn't do anything this weekend. No socialising. No gallivanting. Stayed at home all weekend.
Yeah, but I still socialised.
Me and Tommy are in a great mood today.
I'm in a good mood. I was just asking what your 18-year-old self would be doing down there.
Okay.
But yeah, it would be a good place to go as an 18-year-old.
And the last summer breeze and just
it's beautiful.
Easy, the no responsibilities and maybe pretty English girls with limps.
See?
And surfboards.
With what?
Limps.
Oh.
I have a thing for limping women at the minute.
When did that first develop?
Is that great line from the movie Dark Lies the Island that Pat Short said? And I only rode your sister with the bockety leg because I felt sorry for her.
The bockety leg.
Love it.
Yeah, that's La Hinch, and that's what we did Saturday morning. But is it
so
a magnet?
You stayed there for the day?
We just went down there for a few hours and then we visited friends in Inishtee.
Were you freezing down there?
No, but it was nice. It was fresh. You just have to take
What way did you go?
We drove. I wanted to go the coast road.
Yes.
But the missus.
Ballybahan.
No, but most Clare people. No, Ballybahan.
And Fenor.
Fenor and all that, all the way down. No, we didn't go that way. And then we just went down the motorway. Then we crossed across Ennis and out the road to Inishtimon.
Was it up to your wife which way you went?
We were just trying to
get
down. How
did it happen? You wanted to go the coast road on a fine, fine, bright.
She said, "We're not going the coast road. We're going the motorway."
Did you say?
Who's driving? No, because she's the Clare woman in the house, and I let her. And I said, "We'll go down this way." And
you're then we afraid took of your wife, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You totally are afraid.
Was it the
of
corkscrew? You would have gone if you went there.
No, you can go up the corkscrew, but there's no point. I just wanted if we went earlier.
Happy wife, happy life.
If we went earlier, we would have taken the coast road, but we didn't. We took the motorway down to Ennis.
Well, that's an awful way to go, Hector.
No, it's not. You'll be half the day going.
I'm talking to Hector.
Yeah, right.
And then the Clare accent came over me. Hector, you're very welcome to... That's what they always say in Lahinch, Hector. You're very welcome to Lahinch, Hector. And Ina and all those little villages on the way into Ennis Diamond. Magnificent. Pot Duggins.
Tell me you came back to Coast Road.
No, we didn't.
She got away again.
We came back to normal road. We came back to... You have to be ready for the Coast Road, Tommy.
And say, when you got home, did you do the hoovering?
No.
You dumb before he left.
I put on the fire. And we did.
You're the fire star.
But it was just nice to get up out of bed on a Saturday and do something different and to feel that fresh.
And did the boys go with you?
No,
just our romantic weekend away from town.
Oh. Was that the
romantic weekend Saturday?
Just a nice day spent together, Tommy.
Exactly.
And that's lovely. And that's really nice.
It was nice to get that Clare air, Hector. You're very welcome to the Clare air. And then we stopped in Evan and Rachel's new house in Enniskillen. Evan, who travels the world with me.
No, Tommy.
I finally copped on to this.
What did he say?
When he says I did a gig here, we never say it. I did a gig here in Tullamore, or I gigged here. We never say it. We never say
every
anything.
Episode.
So then when he tells me he did a gig once in Belarus, I'll say, what? A gig? You don't do gigs.
When did you start doing gigs, Tommy?
We stopped off. They bought a lovely...
Sorry, hang on. Evan did what with you?
Evan bought a little cottage in Ennis Diamond.
Oh.
And a bit of land and a few sheds.
And is he happy for that?
Absolutely. They've left the Midlands, lock, stock and barrel, and moved to County Clare. And the freedom in their minds and their spirits and their heads and...
What part of the county did they go?
Just outside Ennis Diamond on the way
to Lahinch. Have they a connection with it?
I think Evan's dad had a connection with Clare way back in the day. He might have worked in Ennis Diamond or something way back. And I think he has cousins in that part of the world. But to see them, that they've just, they're only a year in the cottage and they're renovating bits and pieces. And
are they getting animals for the sheds?
They have a horse and a foal out the back, but it's not belonging to them. It's in the shed out the back. At the back, there's a farm at the back. But they have a little dog called Luca. And they're loving County Clare and they're loving the vibe in Ennis Diamond.
Lovely.
Absolutely loving it. So that's it. And then they're on the...
Ennis Diamond is kind of like the way Galway was in the 80s now, 90s. There's a lot of... Dylan Moran was asking me about moving west and I said to him to go to Ennis Diamond.
Yeah.
It has that kind of vibe.
Creativity
about
it
now,
and... Or something. Yeah,
is it not a bit remote?
No, there's an energy down there.
Oh my God, it's like saying telling someone to move to Ackle. Is it a little bit remote?
Have you been to Knockmore? Like the fucking...
Yeah, that's remote.
There would be a big difference between Ennis Diamond and Ackle because Ennis Diamond is a thriving little village in County Clare. And
what are you saying about Ackle?
Ackle is a remote outpost for nice beaches, nice
Dugort.
Sheep. And was some of the best sheep reared ever up there. But it's a bit...
Beautiful beaches up in Ackle as well.
Yeah, beautiful. What is it? Sneem, is it? No, what's that beach? You see pictures of every year. It's down in.
Do they film a bit of the Banshees
yes.
there?
What's the name of the beach in the Sneem?
It's the little cottage.
Yes,
the little shed is there.
But we spoke about it on the podcast there last year. Ennis Diamond is absolutely buzzing. But for Evan and Rachel to up sticks from the Midlands and move lock, stock and barrel to County Clare, you have to say that is an adventure.
Can you get a train
on
there?
They're on an adventure. They got up out of bed the other morning, 5 a.m. They couldn't sleep. They were up early and they said, we went down to the beach. It was 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And it was just majestic. There was nobody else on the beach and it was just the waves.
You see, you and your missus and you and your beloved, you could almost go on adventures now like that. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could almost go.
What do you mean adventures?
I mean, once the builder is out of the house.
Yes.
Right? The young builder you're rearing. Once he's kind of thrown a bit of a shape someplace, it's not stopping the pair of you from kind of going, why don't we move to...
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Do you know something?
No, it was a big thing. Saturdays for me is pretty much get up out of bed, have me coffee, get ready for a day of sport. I'll do all my chores and I'll get all my work done. I'll do all the bits and I'll bring in the blocks and I'll do all that. But I do love lying on the couch at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday and embracing the world of sport. Having said that, Dipna said, let's go down to Lahinch. I fancy getting some clear air.
Lovely.
And let's get in the car. And you know what? I said, okay, we'll do it. But it was a really good thing to do, which shows you if you just get up and go and get down.
What did you listen to when you were driving?
Loads of Alpha and Omega, some really
what
good.
What is that?
It's a dub reggae sound system that I really like.
Alpha and Omega?
Alpha and Omega.
It's kind of like a mindfulness course or something.
No. It's a roots reggae sound system, like real deep.
Tony Robbins, I am not your guru.
No, it's just Tony nice remix. Dub reggae, Tommy. Soothing sounds. Because when you get down.
Tony Quinn, the fella in the gym.
Who was your man that
curly hair, he did the gyms. He started off with health supplements, then he went into gyms. Was it him you were listening
Tony
to?
Tony Quinn, the
it's
gym
not
man.
Tim. That's his name, was his name, was
Tony
it?
Quinn, Dr. Quinn. He was
medicine
the
woman.
No.
Sigourney Weaver?
Tony Quinn was the lad who mesmerised and brainwashed Steve Collins to fight Chris Eubank.
Yeah, was he not a faith healer or something?
No, Tony Quinn was the gym man. He was the mind man, wasn't he?
Ben Dunn.
No, Tony.
Ben Dunn did gyms.
So when Steve Collins fought down in Mill Street,
yes,
fought Chris Eubank Jr. And after every round, a lad would hop in with wizened wizard hair and a little beard, and he'd speak into look into my eyes to Steve Collins, and Chris Eubank thought that he was in a trance, and Dr. Tony Quinn.
Yes, he thought he was hypnotized.
He was hypnotized.
Yes. Ah, and it spooked him out.
And Steve Collins won. So for the whole press conference and everything, Dr. Quinn, Tony Quinn, the wizard, was beside him for the press conference. Chris Eubank Sr. thought he was being brainwashed.
But anyway, it was the Alpha and the Omega you listened to.
Alpha and Omega dub sound system, because it's reggae, Tommy. You're entering into County Clare. It's the sound systems. It's the vibe. It's
Do yourself and your missus like the same music?
She wouldn't like dub reggae as much as me, but when I'm driving the car...
So does she have to listen to it?
Yeah, but it's big, deep.
It's DJ driver.
It's
whoever's driving gets there.
Yeah. 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 I don't touch the music in her car. She's in charge of that. It's all flamenco. Then it could be Ketama, some bands from southern Spain. Then it'll be this and a playlist on Spotify. So if it's in my car, you listen to my music.
Oh.
It's good sounds.
No compromise.
I like to hear you put your foot down like that, Hector. It's good. You're in my car.
But it was a beautiful thing to do. Just to get up and go and get that fresh winter air. I really firmly believe that January, you said it there a couple of weeks ago, January is a special month for things. It's an awakening month. And when you're on the beach in the middle of January, it really wakens your
epiphanies.
Mind. Epiphanies. That's clear air.
Yeah,
can't beat it.
Did you have any epiphanies, Tommy, in this month?
See, you asked me a question and it's just friendly. There's an edge to that. Like, you're trying to goad me to make a fool of myself.
No, I'm not goad. How can I goad you to make a fool out of yourself? I've just asked you. Goad.
So like G-O-A-D, probably the name of a town in Mayo, is it?
Probably,
goad.
Yeah. So that's a perfect example of goading just there.
Goading.
I've had no epiphanies.
None?
No,
Were you close to one?
Close to an epiphany.
Yeah. Did you feel
a revelation? Like... Not really, no. No.
So, what about, did you get any epiphany down in Clare?
I did.
And what was it then?
It's
would
the colour, it's that winter sky, the awakening inside me. It's just like, this is it. Fresh air, sunlight, my own Wi-Fi from Mother Nature. And just going, and everyone's going.
Your own wife, hi. What? Your own wife, hi.
Hey. My own wife.
What's the Wi-Fi? Where's the Wi-Fi?
She's in the jacks, leave her alone.
What's the God for the Wi-Fi? The blessings of God in you. Just as a Ross.
Ballyhounus.
Huh, man? What's the name of it?
I'm the king of Ballyhounus. I'm the king of Noah. I'm the king of Ballyhounus.
Did you cry into my arms like a baby, mother, now when you're drinking with me all day?
I think Ballyhounus is quite like Dennis Dime. Where's the Wi-Fi?
That's what like, you would...
Ballyhounus always reminds me.
That's not how
me
you say it, Larita.
Ballyhounus.
Ballyhounus.
We call
you're
it Ballyhappiness.
You're crying into my arms like a baby, you're drinking with me now and all day.
Well, Ballyhounus
take more
reminds...
of that shit you're taking, because that comes out of a black man's arse. Did you ever see that one? I take more of that shit you're taking. And I come down with my black man's arse. And on the 25th of next month, I'll fight you. And I'll fight you. And you were sight in the bucket by the time I'm finished with you.
The king of Ballyhounus.
Eddie Murphy menswear.
Ballyhounus is like Ennis Diamond. That's, in my eyes, that's what Ballyhounus is.
What's the Wi-Fi? That's the best one ever. What's the Wi-Fi?
Is he not doing the films anymore?
Eddie Murphy menswear. Is that Eddie Van Offering transfer?
He's after giving up and taking. He's selling tux.
What's the Wi-Fi?
That's graduation suits.
Oh, that's a fucking classic.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Now, before we get back to the hen house, here's a quick taster of our members-only episodes called 3 Pints, Please. These are chats we have in porterhouses, drinking emporiums, great establishments, locals up and down the country, and they're out exclusively every single Monday to members.
Yeah, well, if I let the weeds grow up under my dharmic, Adam,
somebody get me another pint.
There'd be a flower on it.
I heard that, all right.
Okay.
That you've weeds going up through your tarmac.
Nothing worse.
Nothing worse.
Stop, please. Narita.
Okay, I want to see a picture of it.
I will show you a picture after 3 pints, please. Hope you enjoyed that. To become a member, all you got to do is head over to thlpod.com. It's as simple as that. Now let's go back to a shed down the bottom of a garden in Galway in the west of Ireland. So I'm thinking about that. Like getting up and doing something and just saying no cares. When in your life did you have a couple of years where you didn't give a fuck? Where you had nothing to worry about, didn't give a fuck? And Lorita, your question for you. When did you ever not just go pass the
I
time?
I always gave a fuck. I always was too, yeah, I didn't live, like, you had a few years of that, didn't you?
We did.
I didn't have those years. I did. I mean, I wasn't overly stressed about stuff either, but I wasn't. I was always.
Was there like 22 to 25, you didn't give a fuck?
No, I was working away and. No, I give a fuck all the time. I think I'm starting to give less of a fuck now.
But when you went to Boston, was that young, free, carefree? You had a bit of work, you were fine, but you really didn't have any worries.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't have had any worries as such, like, and you'd no money either. You'd enough to keep you ticking over, and we had a great job, and we had a lot of money. You know, they paid us really well.
Do you have savings?
I wouldn't have up until recently, but I have now.
Oh yeah,
but I would never have been a woman for savings.
Do you have a pension?
I have a pension, but I'm not very dedicated to it.
What does that mean?
I don't pay in regularly to it. I pay in installments. Like, I pay in lumps every now and then.
And are there pensions that do that?
Yeah, you can
put in your own money into a pension. But most people who have pensions are getting paid by their employer, and they would have a part of their salary going to a pension because they've been employed by an employer for a long period of time.
Yeah, if you were getting it coming out of your wages every week, then it would be going in and mounting up. But if you're paying it in yourself, you're paying it
It's
in.
Probably too late for us to start.
Have you not got pensions?
I haven't a notion of it.
Pension.
Nobody ever told me to have a pension.
Been back in the dole when I'm 66.
Could you imagine?
Walk back
job seeker's allowance.
And the girls be there. Hello, welcome home.
Back to the same apartment.
Where have you been?
I've been away for 37 years. Imagine going back on the dole.
But you could set
state
up a
pension.
State pension. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you can set up a pension and
you can set up things like that, yeah.
I just take advice from people who are qualified to do that.
What was your
like
I couldn't trust them as far as all them pension boys, wealth managers, riding you. There was a plethora of wealth managers around this country in the middle of 2000s going, hey,
fellas, they didn't even fucking do past maths.
meet me in a hotel to say, listen, well, you really, really need to get one of these going. And I go, fuck, what the fuck? Yeah.
There's always people trying to sell you pensions, but you know, you'd know someone that you could get trust to.
Remember the fellow who was on prime time there a few weeks ago with the big belly trying to get the thing for the buildings?
That's so
what was he
funny.
Trying to do?
We can't say nothing about none of these.
No, we bet to say nothing about it.
It's interesting enough, though.
Tell me, what years did you not complete?
Now, I don't give a fuck now. Tell me this.
I don't give a
not
fuck.
Not answering these stupid questions.
he's starting on you now.
Fuck's sake. Now, so you have a bit of savings.
I mean, a small bit, yeah.
And do you have savings?
No.
Ah, you liar-y fuck you.
Shut your mouth. Why won't you believe me? Savings.
You have no savings.
You have a house.
I have a bank account. I have a company bank account.
But you don't have a personal one.
I have, yeah, but that's only getting.
Do you have savings?
No, I don't. Like, I'm trying to think. No, I don't.
About 1,200 in the credit union.
There's a few quid in the credit union. That's about it.
Just so I can keep involved in the draw.
Savings?
There.
No.
So it's going in and it's coming in and going out.
It's sitting there, like.
Yes, it comes in and it goes out.
Okay, there's a flow.
There's a flow like a boat.
Yeah.
There's no blockage.
No. Pensions.
You're keeping the cash in circulation.
I never got big into the pensions, and I know it's a good thing, is it, a pension, because it's fucking tax free or something.
You get inundated with pension requests.
Tell me,
now next
what about
week.
You?
I don't. I
have you a pension?
No.
Have you savings?
I don't think so.
You must have.
I don't
a
think
few
so.
Quid, like.
Don't think so. I think we kind of.
But surely, like,
kinda,
where does it all go then?
Not what, even how, in.
Where does it go, Tommy?
You fucking.
Goes on his corduroy suit.
When fucking tell me where it goes by, and I want it in writing.
Well, it goes in the front door.
Well, if I knew where it was fucking going, I'd go there myself. There'd be a pair of us in it.
It goes in the front door and comes out
the
back door.
It goes a lot quicker than it comes, I have to say.
Stop the young lad the other day. I got off on a driving lesson. I might do a double. Give me 100 quid, will you? I says, what?
What's a double?
A double lesson he went for. A double lesson. I said, I'm lying on the couch and going, you put your hand into your pocket. 100 quid. There, take that.
A double lesson, would you mind?
It goes in one door and out the other.
It goes out quicker, way quicker. Like you could, it's no making.
What Irish people love is a bit of cement and a little front windows and a little bit of road frontage. We love property, don't we? We fucking love property.
Yeah, but it costs a fortune.
And we've slipped back into that same fucking problem. Property supplements in the back of papers that we got rid of for 5 or 6 years and was bad. And now they're all back. Everyone's back in the game of mixing cement, putting in a raft, building a house, charging an arm and a leg, and then moving on to the next fucking field outside.
Are they making a Haynes of the country?
Oh,
I think they are.
Fuck me.
A lot of the, I can't understand why so many of the new bills are ugly. especially the apartment ones, they're fucking ugly.
Well, that's the council's fault.
They don't look symmetrical. They all look strangely shaped.
And it's cheap to build them when they're all the same shape and every plumber knows.
But these are weirdly shaped.
No, I'll tell you, the more complex a roof is, the more expensive it is to build because it costs more to do that. If you've got a flat roof, it costs less. So, but there's very few buildings that...
How's your house going by the lake?
It hasn't gone done, hasn't gone anywhere. I'm just threatened the absolute hemorrhaging of money when you start building it. Well, it's kind of like, oh God.
But you've, so percentage wise, how much of it is done?
There's nothing done.
There's nothing done.
There isn't even like
a... Not even a
rat. The grass hasn't even been cut. No, there's nothing done.
I thought you were all set to go.
I am all set to go. I just haven't started. We can't build a house now in the middle of the rain. The place be flooded.
It's a fine day today, look at it.
Yeah, today is all right, yeah. The water's gone down.
The day the digger goes in is going to be a great day when you start the excavations for the raft.
How long does it take to, to build your house?
It'll take 18 months probably.
What the fuck?
Oh, would
To go from
build
the
right house, build a proper house.
To been into it.
To build a right house. A proper house.
You would, you get the guts of 16, 18 months.
What the fuck?
Like, why? Like, if to dig out holes and
put in rafts
and you have to put in foundations and then you have to build up the blocks and then you have to plumb it and electrical
wire it and force fix it.
And fixing it.
So it's not a burning desire for you?
It is in, you know, that's the ultimate dream, but it's just the reality of paying for it and building it is two different things. I'd love to be in it now. I would love to be in one of those TV programmes where it goes, okay, here's this, and then the house is just built and you can just walk into it. I don't want the hassle of, oh, where do you want to put this and what am I supposed to do with this? I don't fucking know. You're the builder or you're the...
What do you like in a house?
Comfort.
So you want carpets?
No carpets.
No carpets.
No carpets are gone, Tommy.
I'd say carpets are maybe underfloor heating.
Oh, yes.
And then was it wood on top of that? Is that the crack?
Or just maybe concrete floors, I don't know.
Oh, you fucking hell, I tell you.
Walk-in wardrobes and floor-to-ceiling windows.
And I want everything to work. Like, again...
Including the husband.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to America, like, everything in their houses are all so... Everything... works so well.
Does the sister have a lovely house in Atlanta?
Well, I haven't been there.
All right.
Well, I will be going there soon. But everything works in houses in America. Like, or if you go to hotels in America, everything works properly. You go to hotels here in Ireland and the shower isn't great and this isn't great. So I want everything. I want a really good shower. I want really good lighting. I want a good kitchen. But it all has to work perfectly. I don't know it will because it's new, but...
And does the beloved have notions as to the type of house he'd like to live in? Or is he just whatever makes you happy?
I think we would both have notions, but we have a good architect who's...
A bar, you put a bar in?
I mean, I don't know, maybe. I mean, if that's could work, yeah. A bar would... I mean, a bar is great, but a bar takes away the socialising of going to somewhere.
Yeah.
And... I mean, we do like to have wine, so I'd like to have a wine cellar there.
You like having people over to the house.
Where socially. Now, what is a wine cellar?
I don't know. It's a room that's at a good temperature for your wine to be controlled.
Wow, that's
and it's probably generally in either a room or it's down. And then you've got
I'm just
nice
imagining St. Patrick walking past your house on his way to the...
He wouldn't be walking past my house.
Barefoot to the reek.
He wouldn't be walking past me.
I just stop in here to the Blues.
The Blues have a wine cellar.
I'd love a wine cellar.
Get a drop of tonic wine.
I know it sounds a bit like, it's just my imagination.
And a wine cellar is under the ground. Are they underground?
Well, they don't have to be, but a cellar generally...
It just has to be temperature controlled, thermostat.
And how many budgels would you have in it?
Well, it depended on the size of the room. If it was the size of this, you'd have a lot. If
Larita,
it was
would you, have a little Santa Rita in there? You would?
No, so Santa Rita, no. I wouldn't have a Santa Rita in there.
You could have a wine cellar the size of the hen house.
You could if you wanted.
But how many fucking bottles of wine would you fit in? A
couple of hundred.
There'd be refrigerated ones and then there'd be warmer ones for the red wine. And the
would you have a little Prosecco, some Cavas?
Maybe champagne, yeah.
So you're talking like over 100 bottles?
Yes, and more.
If you wanted it, 200. Depends on how much money you have and how much wine
you
can
buy. You're probably buying it by the box then. They would be investing in wine at that
wine
stage.
Wine would be, yeah. But it wouldn't be. Like this.
What does wine do to you? To you, like?
What do you mean it just does to me? I enjoy the taste of it.
Is it better than porter?
Well, yeah, it's nice and relaxing.
I have six bottles of wine by the radiator in my house.
There'd be no crack sitting at home drinking pints and pints because you wouldn't want to go out and have crack. If you're having wine, you're just relaxing and you're in your...
Pajamas.
Pajamas and you're...
Watching Yellowstone.
Yeah. Or whatever it is, and you'd be
seeing young bucks riding around horses.
Yeah, and you think, oh fuck, that's brilliant, I want to go there. And you'd be have the fire on and the place to be. Now that's the one thing I don't like about new houses. You can't have an open fire.
Now when you say you can't have an open fire, is it illegal to?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I put it.
Hang on, it's illegal to put in a fireplace.
You put it in a fireplace, but you just can't have. You can't put turf into it.
Put it into fuck.
But it'd have to be a solid.
Either. Who's going
to
stop you burning turf down by the lake?
Not even turf. You can get,
who's going to stop?
I wouldn't burn turf anyway. It's
coal.
Turf.
You can get coal.
No, coal's banned, sure, basically.
Is it? Well, briquettes are on the way out. Sure, the last bales of briquettes.
How about the fire logs from Super Value?
Fire logs are here forever.
No, I'll have to put the fire outside if I want a fire.
No, Larissa.
Like fucking.
Talk to me about when it comes to fire.
I'd have to put the fire outside.
I'd have a 360 fire in the main room, so I could be there having a glass of wine in the kitchen and the fire's on, and I could go round the fire. It's a 360 open fire into your living
it's
room.
It's a fucking chronog you want to the house.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love a fire, but the houses are way too warm now, the new houses, so it's counterproductive if to have a fire. There's lots of things I would like to have in the house. What I would like and what I'll be able to actually...
But that's very exciting, isn't it? Building something like that.
It's like a Pilates reformer.
What's that mean?
We don't want this up for done deal.
I might have a gym there.
What, would you?
A lake.
Dr. Tony
lake
Quinn
outside.
Could come.
Yeah, he could. Basketball court outside.
For the husband.
Plunge pool.
Three pointers.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Would you have a sauna? Would you go down that? Would you?
No, I wouldn't use a sauna.
Jacuzzi looking out over the lake.
Be no use for it, like, sure, for God's sake. That's, I mean, romantically, you would think that would be a nice idea, but.
Would you love them? My missus has been on to me about getting a massive bed.
Like
a fucking a colossus.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a colossus.
It's bigger than Super King. There's a new name and it's called Emperor. Is it an Emperor bed or something?
Well, I think
does Kim Kardashian have a massive bed?
And then she has, all right.
There's another one that you can put the top, you know, you can, like, instead of a pillow, you can. The
mattress goes up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, how big do you want it? 10 foot wide?
I'm only saying that I know that she wants.
Yeah, you want a big
massive bed.
So when you put your foot across to see if
you
your wife is
feeling,
you don't know who's in there.
Yeah, there's no contact.
The two of you could spin 360 without fear of touching one another.
That's the dream. That's the dream.
Yeah. Get off. There's no worries.
You're calling on your hunkers like someone in the
maneuvers,
SAS to find the wife in the middle of the evening.
Camouflaged.
Moving on your hunkers with little fucking.
And then a little torch on the head.
Yeah.
Under the quilt.
Lamp on the forehead.
And you're moving into sector 4.
Well, that's the dream. The proper bed. And yeah, there's lots of things that you can dream about having when you've got a house to design and develop.
I think you should just go for it. Because it's on the long finger now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But we're going to start it now in March or April.
Or May.
Or June.
Or July. Or September.
Or so exciting, yeah. Though.
But it will be lovely. But it'll be a little bit remote as well. Not really, actually. It won't really be.
Steer the dump, isn't it?
Yeah. Perfect view of the dump, actually, Tommy. Perfect view from the viewing area of the lake.
In the garden, will you?
And there's Neffin, and there's the lake, and there's the dump over there.
The dump is exactly.
Obviously close to the dump. Ball. Would you have a little
fishing
Gaelic
boat.
Goals in the garden just to kick pints? A little rickety
The field itself wouldn't be like a, it's not like a big kind of flat field, so a pitch wouldn't suit.
No, just a little goal so you can, just the two of you go out and kick pints.
Would you have an outdoor Stations of the Cross?
Possibly, yes.
When people come,
made by the trees.
When people come to the gate, will they have to press a buzzer and goes, hello?
Oh, God, if I could put a buzzer at the end of the village, never mind the gate, I would certainly do that.
Are you hounded?
I hate when people call. I hate when people call unannounced to your house. There's no need for it, like. Oh, just popping in to say hi. Really? Could you have rang me beforehand?
We've gone past that stage. We don't get up at all. Nobody rings the doorbell. Who's at the door?
I don't care.
We just look outside the window and go, somebody answer that, will you? Answer it.
And what do you like when people call? You see now on a Saturday afternoon when you're down.
No, I don't like it. I don't like that.
And then
I have to make them tea and have to stand in the kitchen.
And you're making small talk, like. Do you like when people call in on an
I love it.
You do in your arse.
I'm all about people.
Is that since the New Year?
Since I started drinking every day. I'm all about
people. Come on in here and have a pint.
I'm all about people. I've always been a people person.
No, you haven't, Tommy.
I'm
is
a people
an epiphany
person?
That you're after just getting the second?
No, epiphany of Guinness. That's what he's been in.
Tommy, you're not
he's
a people
Porter
person.
Porter Dawson, you see. This is the new Porter Dawson. When you're this
and now
openness.
You're a full new... You are. So you did have an epiphany.
I didn't. I've always I've always been about people.
Yes.
My whole life.
Well, that is the biggest load of shite I ever
I've always been. It's
you
always
were
been about
hermit like there for 2 or 3 years.
What?
Hermit like.
I was just making decisions, but I'm always about people. If you ask anybody to describe me, says, "Oh, a people person."
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what they'd say.
Why were they? Are they all parish priests or something?
No, that's what they'd say.
He was always a people person.
Who says that?
Everybody.
Who? Like, give me three people who would say that about you.
His father.
The two of you would say it, and my wife would say it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't possibly just say it exactly the way you described it there.
So I'm all for people calling to the house and come on in and sit down and chat.
And making tea.
Would you let the postman in for a cup of tea?
The postman, I swear, the postman doesn't even, he's like yourself, Victor, he doesn't knock no more. Just he goes in, straight into the kitchen. He throws the letters on the kitchen table and has tea or coffee or whatever. And often the whole family be in bed. The whole family could be fast asleep in bed. And he'd be pootering around the kitchen getting biscuits and
Tipping away
for sustenance.
And you don't mind?
Don't mind that at all. The coal man comes in.
And you
the oil man comes in.
And that is, it's an open house.
It's an open house.
And that's the Tiernan philosophy.
Well, I am blown away by this.
We are the house of prayer of Barna.
And everybody,
jock.
And everybody knows the Wi-Fi.
That's it.
And you have a box left at the door for donations.
Jock. Could you imagine if you just had an open house?
Love it. Yeah, that's what defines
And that's
me
what it is. It's a person embracing.
Okay, I take it back then. I love when people come to my house. I'm like Hector. It's a bit. Look, nobody just call. Like, generally, people don't call except.
People don't call anymore like they used to.
Weirdos
it's all
call.
Fucking
weirdos call
organized.
To talk to my husband outside the door or come and see if he's at home. Can they come in and visit him?
Oh, yeah.
They've never met him before and they want to visit him. I'm like, oh, he's not here. So can you call back when he's here, please? Leave me alone.
It's as Jesus said, it's not easy being a prophet. It is not easy being a prophet. When you were growing up, though, didn't people just call to the house?
Yes,
well, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But you see, that there's something beautiful about that.
People call
unannounced,
to my father's all the time.
Unannounced, unorganised, not caring what time of the day it is or how the family is doing inside. It's just people ring the doorbell. But the doorbell sounded different in the middle of the 80s and the late 70s. The doorbells were more attractive. There was like, they were half broken.
They didn't really use doorbells.
It was like
we
would always hear the sliding. Do you know that piece of fucking
the teak,
the weather glaze, the weather glaze door inside, and slide. You'd hear the sliding door, and then and we go, "What's that?" Right, and then out we go. Yeah, but people would call.
Clitoris, if Clitoris has made those noises, it would be awful handy.
You're on the buzzer there.
No thanks, you're not welcome in. Stay out.
We'd hear the sliding door go.
If only there was a doorbell.
Or Uncle Micheál and all them would always go round to the back door. And the
Hector,
back,
how many times did I ever tell you
that
he wasn't your
name.
Uncle Micheál? No, your father was Michael.
Yeah, but
this is my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
No, but listen, you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. I call, it's the same with Auntie Ray, Uncle Micheál. They're all uncles.
Two Michaels and one Ray, who was a woman.
In the one house.
They're all uncles and aunties to me. And the back door was always open.
That's something
open.
You need to work on, Hector.
We had a lovely little passageway back in, a passageway between the bungalow and the garage. And it was never finished right. It was just like an alleyway.
Was there gas in it or something?
No, it was just always like, it was like an arch. I remember there was a wrought iron gate. And then we'd walk down to that and you'd be into the back garden and then into the back door of the... And then you're in our house.
What was behind your garden?
The back door, man. The back door of your house. Let's everyone take a second now to think about the back door of their house.
Right, we know
and
where
just
it
visualize
is.
It.
Yeah.
And that's very important for people to visualize the back doors of their house. Because how many journeys...
My back door's banging in the wind.
Thanks,
Tommy, what was your back door like?
What?
What was your back door like?
Always open for the stranger.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Welcome in. Had a sign on the outside of it.
That's it. I'm a tattoo of my arse, so no need to knock.
Cul-de-sac.
Doorbell doesn't work.
Cul-de-sac.
Sinead.
Sinead, what?
Sinead, good year. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for listening and good luck.